Blackstone Audio presents The Commodore by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. Thick weather in the chops of the channel, and a dirty night, with a strong northeast wind bringing rain from the low sky and racing cloud. Ushant somewhere away on the starboard bow, the Scillies to larboard, but never a light, never a star to be seen, and no observation for the last 4 days. The two homeward-bound ships, Jack Aubrey's Surprise, an elderly 28-gun frigate sold out of the service some years ago, but now as His Majesty's hired vessel, Surprise, completing a long confidential mission for government, and HMS Berenice, Captain Heneage Dundas, an even older but somewhat less worn 64-gun two-decker, together with her tender, the Ringle, an American schooner of the kind known as a Baltimore Clipper, had been sailing in company ever since they met north and east of Cape Horn, about 100 degrees of latitude or 6,000 sea miles away in a straight line, if straight lines had any meaning at all in a voyage governed entirely by the wind, the first coming from Peru and the coast of Chile, the second from New South Wales. The Berenice had found the Surprise much battered by an encounter with a heavy American frigate, even more so by a lightning stroke that had shattered her mainmast, and far worse, deprived her of her rudder. The two captains had been boys together, midshipmen and lieutenants, very old shipmates and very intimate friends indeed. The Berenice had supplied the Surprise with spars, cordage, storage, and a remarkably efficient Pakenham substitute rudder made of spare topmasts, and the two ships' companies, in spite of an initial stiffness arising from the Surprise's somewhat irregular status, agreed very well together after 2 ardent cricket matches on the island of Ascension, where a proper rudder was shipped, and there was a great